Picture this, it's early morning in the Strait of Hormuz, one of the narrowest choke points on Earth, 21 miles at its tightest, and right now, tankers that normally carry roughly 20% of the world's seaborne oil are sitting idle, their captains waiting for word that it's safe to move. That image captures the gravitational center of today's news, and almost everything else we're covering radiates outward from it. I'm Marcus Rodriguez, and this is the Intelligix Daily Briefing for Tuesday, September 1st, 2026.
And I'm Sarah Chen. Marcus, that's exactly the right frame, because the Strait isn't just an oil story today. It's threading through geopolitics, military strategy, financial markets, and even diplomatic back channels simultaneously. We're going to spend serious time on the U.S.-Iran exchange, Iran's Kbar Shekin missile, and what it's done to American defensive posture across the Gulf, and Brent crude punching through $91 a barrel.
From there, we head to Bishkek, where Xi Jinping used the SCO summit to push a concept he's calling universal security, a framing that tells you a lot about where China wants to position itself as the Middle East burns. We'll connect that to Scott Bessent's very pointed message to Russia at the G20 Inches Asheville: no sanctions relief until Ukraine is resolved.
On the domestic political front, Thomas Massie went to the House floor and named 14 alleged Epstein co-conspirators by name, not in a committee hearing, not in a sealed document, on the floor, using congressional speech protections. We'll break down what that means legally and politically, plus DeSantis reversing course on the Florida property tax amendment, Alaska disqualifying a gubernatorial candidate for financial disclosure failures, and the controversy swirling around CBS News and Michigan's Abdul El-Sayed.
In the AI and technology space, Bill Ackman and Michael Burry, two investors known for very different kinds of calls, are both sounding alarms about what they're calling Terminator risk from OpenAI's agent framework. We'll examine whether that warning has substance. Together, AI is partnering with Saudi Arabia's Humane entity to build a 250-megawatt data center, which raises its own set of geopolitical questions. And Sony has told a federal court with a straight face that no reasonable consumer believes they actually own the digital games they buy.
Markets are under pressure this morning, S&P futures down about 40 points, sitting at 76.58, a 0.5% slide. Alibaba just posted its fourth consecutive earnings miss, deepening a sell-off that's made investors genuinely nervous about the state of Chinese consumer demand. Elliott Management has built a stake in Air Liquide and is pushing for margin expansion, the activist playbook in real time.
We've also got Tennessee issuing what appears to be the first commercial nuclear fusion license in American history, Netanyahu's son being evacuated from Miami over an Iran threat, which tells you something about how seriously the intelligence community is treating the current moment. And on the lighter side, a viral Cat in the Hat social media trend that has somehow resulted in school closures and arrests across multiple states. And Gal Gadot has opened up about why she walked away from Wonder Woman after the DC handling of Henry Cavill and Patty Jenkins.
A full slate, let's get into it.